Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, broadcasting live before the third and final game of the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Rubber match.
That's what they call it. Do we know the genesis of that, why they called it the rubber match back in the day? Did they call it that when you were playing? I wonder when that started. I'm putting you on the hot seat here.
Well, no, the rubber match, rubber game.
No, I know, but like, do you know where that came from?
I have no idea.
Can somebody research that? I'll look it up. I'll Google it during
the break. Somebody will tell us.
More importantly, Corey Spangenberg is here, which we appreciate. Thank you.
Hi, Corey.
You get the
formal introductions here on Padres Social Hour, the handshake. First off, man, congratulations making this opening day roster. That was fun for us to watch during spring training, and it had to be pretty special for you too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was, especially with the team we have here. It should be a fun year. We have a fun team and a competitive team, and look forward to playing in October.
Well, we were just talking about it. I mean, it's a different feeling when you come into the clubhouse, even when you get to the ballpark. A different feeling compared to last year.
Oh, absolutely. From the fans to the team, we're expected to win this year, and I think we as a club expect ourselves to win, and that's completely different from last year.
Yeah, different feeling. Day in and day out, you come out on the field, it's just a different feeling.
Oh, it is. The fan, especially with the fans, they've been electric. The first weekend, I think we set a record for fans in a home opener, so that was cool.
Yeah, it was 160,000 people in the building for the four games against the Giants. And I imagine down in the dugout, you could hear all of it. I mean, it had to feel different.
Oh, absolutely. It was electric, like you guys said. You know, they were loud. They were into it. And it was just a different feel from last year.
I mean, into it, Jesse, the point where when Pagan came up from the incident.
Every time they were booing.
Pagans are booing him. I love that. Now you're into it. I love that.
Exactly.
That was good.
Yes, it was.
And I knew you guys heard it too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They were loud.
That, yeah, the Nieves curtain call, which I thought was a really special moment as well. A guy that began his career here, you know, a long time ago, comes back, and in his first game in the regular season, goes and hits a grand slam. Corey Spangenberg knows a little bit about dramatic entrances. Last year, your second game against these Diamondbacks last September, walk-off home run.
Yeah, I mean, it was a memory I'll never forget. Just the second game in the big leagues, pinch hit for Maven off Ziegler, and, you know, just with the family here. And
exactly.
The time being in September, so it's like a new team. Big leagues for the first time, so that was a fun.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty
fun. You got around the bases quick. I remember that.
I was sprinting because I didn't know whether it was going to go out or not.
You got to do that. Speaking of sprinting, one of my favorite moments from this past weekend had nothing to do with Pagan and Norris or Nieves. It was you going first to third on a ground ball to third. I love stuff like that. So obviously, you've got to be really fast, which we know you are. But it takes a little bit of gumption. Is that the right word for that? Maybe to try and go first to third on a ground ball to third. Maybe take us through that right there. I mean, because that's a gutsy thing to try and pull off in a game.
You know, I think part of the reason I'm on this team is for my speed. And every time I get out there, I'm trying to be aggressive on the base pass. And I was just about to touch second, and I saw he was deep in the hole. He was just about to throw it. So I figured push the envelope and try to make it third.
It's a hustle play. It's an electric play. It's one of those things, I think, that gets everybody all fired up. And judging by the way you just kind of described it, you're on your own at that point, right? I mean, it's not that you're picking up Glenn Hoffman, and he's waving you to third base on the ground.
No, not at all.
It's an electric play when you're safe.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You got to make sure you're safe.
Is it one of those that
I love it.
It's great if you're safe, and if you're not, there's a little conversation afterwards?
Oh, absolutely.
You get a pat, but, you know, for being aggressive, you know, and most of the time your skipper's going to want you to be aggressive.
Yeah,
you know,
aggressively
see the right
smart,
situation.
Though.
That's right.
Aggressively smart.
I like that. Aggressively smart. We're going to have to put that up on the screen here and keep that up all season. Aggressively smart.
Now, I noticed you've been taking some ground balls. Dave Roberts has been hitting you ground balls and stuff in left field and, you know, among your other positions during the week, right?
Yeah, I've been taking ground balls at third, second, took some at short the past 2 days, taking fly balls in right, left field, a little bit in center. So I've just been making my ways around the diamond.
I like it.
Is there a place you like the most? I mean –
right now, not really.
Yeah,
I mean, he likes being on the big league roster, Jesse. I don't care where he plays.
Exactly.
I love
just
it,
to
man.
Get on the field anyway.
Is there comfort level? How about that? If I said Corey Spangenberg, you are most comfortable playing blank, you would say
probably second and third at this time. I mean, second is where I played mostly throughout my big league or throughout my minor league career. Third, I just started playing in August, but I've taken most of the reps at third.
you know, you talk about, Corey, you know, the veterans we have on this ball club now, and through spring training now the first 10 days of the season, and you know, how different it is, how much you can learn from some of these veteran guys.
I mean, they're veteran guys. They've been around, and they've had so much success. So just watching them, watching how they go about their daily routine, watching them how they get ready for a game, it's
even if they didn't say a word to you, it's made a difference.
You learn so much just from watching. I think sometimes you learn more from watching than actually talking.
That's really cool. Corey Spangenberg is here. What were you thinking when you're seeing A.J. Preller making all these moves in December? I imagine you're hearing about them much the way we all did, you know, whether it's on your phone or getting a call or something like that. So you're sitting back. I don't know if you're home in Pennsylvania, you're here, whatever. What are you thinking as you're seeing all this stuff go down?
You know, my little brother would text me after every acquisition. He would be the first one to find out, and then he'd be like, oh, we got Upton, we got Kemp. And, you know, it's exciting. From last year to this year, with all the new players, I think we have 15 new players, and a lot of them are big-name guys, which we didn't have last year. And it's just exciting to be in the same clubhouse with some of the guys.
How about the bench right now? I mean, has it changed on the bench? It seems to me a lot more energy on the bench. The camaraderie between the guys.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone's excited to come to the ballpark this year. You know, everyone knows that we have an opportunity to do something special this year, so I think that helps a ton.
Really cool. All right, Corey Spangenberg is here. Before we let him go, I saw a picture on Twitter yesterday. You were taping an episode of Padres POV, and saw you out on the stand-up paddleboard. How did that go? San Diego Bay, first time paddleboarding?
First time paddleboarding. I actually didn't fall, so.
Okay, that's a good step.
Does that mean you're going back?
I mean, it was fun. It was actually enjoyable, so I definitely think I'd do it again.
That's how we make you like a real San Diego guy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, if we can get you out there doing the paddleboarding. All right, so everybody's got to check out Padres POV when that comes around next time. You see Corey Spangenberg paddleboarding and not falling down, which is a very real accomplishment.
Yes,
we tried to
is.
Take Seth out there a couple of weeks ago.
No,
he was down on all fours the entire time. He didn't even want to stand up. He was afraid he was just going to
tip right
over.
We have a little more work to do with Blooper here.
Yeah, he'll get there. Hey, man, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having
congrats
me, guys.
On everything, and obviously good luck with all that's ahead.
Thank you very
Keep
much.
Keep it up, buddy.
Awesome. That is Corey Spangenberg. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the minor league system for the Padres, catch up on some of the big things happening down on the farm. Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, continues right after this.